crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Hey, folks, this is Kelly Bell. Today, I am horsing around with a very special guest. I've got Clarice Francis from Shady Springs Stables of Troy, Ohio. Good morning, Clarice. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine, Kelly.
Gosh, I am so excited for this interview because this is an area that's kind of brand new to me. Your farm, you are breeders of the Gypsy Vanner horse. What in the heck is this? This is a new breed, right?
Well, the Gypsy Vanner horse was brought to America in 1996. And at that time, they created a registry for them. So the Gypsy Vanner Horse Society is the registry for the American bred gypsies. And it has been adopted internationally now as the Gypsy Vanner Horse Society. So they were from Great Britain. And that's when they brought them over. It was new to America. So everybody, they're like fairy tale horses.
Yes, they absolutely are. You know, I have been really enamored with the Friesian horses for a while. They're so beautiful and strong. And the Gypsy Vanner looks very similar in conformation. Would you agree with that? And is there any shared history there?
There is shared history. The Gypsy horse was created by the Romany Gypsies after World War II, when the war effort, they confiscated most of the horses for the war effort. So they only wanted solid colored horses so that they weren't a big target. And so the gypsies got very smart, and plus they are very flashy. So they created a very gaudy horse so that the military wouldn't want them getting shot at. So they didn't take their horses. So that's why.
Fascinating.
I wanted to see the black and white gypsies, that those were the first that came to America, but they are all colors.
They are. They're almost like paints, you know, and you can get a lot of apparently there's buckskins. There's all kinds of variety, and they are a draft horse, so they're stocky and strong like the war horses, but they're smaller, right?
They're people-sized drafts. They are kind of Shire, Clydesdale, Friesian, Fell Pony, Dale Pony. So the gypsies had a good mixture, little recipe for the horse that they wanted. And they are a great family horse. And that's what the gypsies used them for. They pulled their caravans and they were the kids' play ponies. And they're just very docile animals. They call them Labradors with hooves.
Labradors with hooves. I love that. And I did do some reading on the Gypsy Vanners. They do say that they have a very gentle temperament. They're very biddable and willing to work and absolutely beautiful and kind of pocket sized compared to the big draft horses, but yet they have the strength to pull those caravans. One other thing I'll note is that when I was reading about this, you know, before we had the internal combustion engine, these horses were used all over Europe as the semi trucks that moved goods back and forth across the country. So they have a real working history.
They do. And they're blended into the family well. So they were easy to keep. And in Europe right now, or in Great Britain, they're kind of like little rats because they let them graze throughout the city and the countryside. Uh-huh. They're kind of like the quarter horse of America, where they're a dime a dozen over there. And here they're brand new.
Well, yeah, that's what's so fascinating to me. And apparently people are starting to buy them so that they can use them in competition. Is that correct? Is that becoming more and more popular?
That is correct. And the first competitions that we went to with our stallion Segway, who is buckskin, which was rare at the time, and everybody's breeding for color now, people came up to us and said, "We didn't know you could ride these." So we were kind of taken aback, because that's why we got them, was for grandchildren to ride. And they took quite a few blue ribbons that day. Just the movement with the feather on their feet, and just comparing that to another brown horse, the judges were in awe of just their conformation and their ability to compete.
I have to agree. I have not seen a Gypsy Vanner actually work in the show ring. I've seen some videos and some photos of them, and I have to compare them to the Frisian, where when you see these horses, they are fairy tale like. They're magnificent in just when you see them, they are so striking.
They don't have the pivotal action that the Frisian does, the high stepping. They're more of a flow horse with their legs. So they compete very well with English and Western. Ranch pleasure is big for gypsies. Okay. And they're selling in the dressage ring right now. So I don't know that they could ever compete warm blood wise in the higher levels, but there's a few out there that are giving them a run for their money.
And did you tell me that your stallion is somehow connected to one of the Briar horses?
Segway's sire, Taskin, was made into a Briar horse. I think for his uniqueness of his color being a buckskin. And like I said, they were rare at the time. And so it's kind of nice to have an image that looks similar to Segway. His dad is still competing, I believe, today. So we have one of our own, so that we keep our own Briar horse around.
I love that. Well, I tell you what, we are going to take a really quick break, but we will be back and talk more with Clarice Francis about the beautiful Gypsy Vanner.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available, or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Hey folks, it is Kelly Bell. I am back. We are horsing around with Clarice Francis of Shady Springs Stables, and today we are talking about the Gypsy Vanner horse, a fairly new breed to the United States, but long-standing over in Britain. Now, Clarice, you have a farm here in Ohio. You breed these horses, and it's spring right now. It's baby season. Do you got any little ones, running around the field?
We have two little ones. One is almost a month old, and the other one is a week old, and he is two boys. We have two little colts full of themselves, and then we have another one due 1st of June. So we're always on baby watch. We have our cameras ready to go, and I don't think I've caught one.
Oh, really?
Other people watching the cameras and say, hurry down, we've got one coming. So we've been blessed. We've been breeding since 2011, so 10 years. We got our stallion Segway, and he was born in 2009. So we had in vitro from other studs when we started out, until Segway had a job to do and knew what he was doing. And everybody that knows Segway wants to breed to him for his temperament, because he's so laid back.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about him. He's a pretty special stallion, isn't he?
Well, we think he is. He's probably the most gentle, docile stallion. Having grandchildren, I would never have a stallion that I couldn't trust. And the kids handle him. He is laid back. He produces beautiful babies. And they all seem to have his temperament and his little, what we call a quarter horse head. Every time we have a baby, it's like Christmas. We don't know what we're getting color-wise. Confirmation is pretty set in stone because the mares that have produced, we know what they produce confirmation-wise. The color is always bonus.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit more about your stallion as far as what his history is and his lineage and why people would want to breed to him specifically? I mean, he comes from a strong line.
Because a very strong line. And I had a lady from Oregon who was his birth mother that owned him, his dam, and had him as a baby. And she drove from Oregon with two of her mares that she has now to breed to him because she wanted to keep that bloodline going because he's a traditional cob. He's very heavy bone, very heavy feathered, very heavy mane and tail. His tail and his mane grows over 10 inches a year. So we have to trim it often, but his temperament is what makes Segway stand out from the others.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, he's like part of a Gypsy Vanner registry. So people who are trying to breed these horses and they want to look for, you know, proper stock to breed with, they're going to find him and they're going to look at his pedigree. And he's one of those high level A+ rated.
Correct.
Stallions, right?
That's correct. And with Gypsies, since they've only been in America since 1996, when you look at their lineage, there's a lot of foundation mare on their papers because they, you know, it was the old coal horse and it was Bob's Blagden. It was, they just didn't have a registry over there. So it was the horses' names or what they looked like. And they would just throw them out in the field and breed. So you really didn't know a lot about their lineage until they came here. We started a registry where you could control that and see, you know, make sure that there's no inbreeding and everybody's up to date on.
So tell us a little more about the registry system and what was in the development of creating this breed standard in the United States.
Well, the gentleman involved in this was Dennis Thompson and his wife, Cindy, who's since passed. And they went over to Great Britain and they just happened upon these horses. And then they really started researching where they were coming from. And then they brought two over in 1996. And then they, I think it was seven that they ended up with by 98. And that's what started the whole registry. He built the breed standard and put all that into the Gypsy Vanner Horse Society as a registry. So when you get your horse registered, once the sire and the dam are registered, the babies are automatically, you have to do DNA and send in to get them registered. But as far as the new ones coming over, they have to go through a process.
Yeah, to get it all going. And you know, this is a new breed standard that they're creating for a relatively new breed. So you're really part of creating history and helping create and define a new breed of horse right here in the United States. I think that's really fascinating that you're a part of a community that's doing that. We do need to take a quick break, but we will be right back with Horsing Around after a word from our sponsors.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Hey, folks, this is Kelly Bell. I am back horsing around with my guest, Clarice Francis. Wow, I got tongue-tied on that one, Clarice. Clarice is the owner of Shady Springs Stables in Troy, Ohio. Now, Clarice, how did you get into the business of running a farm and breeding horses?
Well, it wasn't planned. So, about 10 years ago, I had a six-year-old granddaughter, had several at the time, but she fell in love with a 17-hand paint horse across the street from us at a stable and gave her grandpa some M&Ms to go rescue him because he was for sale. And she loved that horse and rode that horse until he popped her one time with an abscess and drug her. And we started looking for more docile, lower to the ground, more children friendly, and came across this breed that basically the pictures just took my breath away. So I thought, what a little fairy tale horse, little girl's pony. And at that time, then we got Segway, our stallion that we have today. And we bought another mare that was in foal. So we started with three, and then we built our stable. We had outgrown paying board at another stable. So we built our stable and it kind of started from there.
And how many horses do you have on the farm now?
We just have 15 right now.
And are those all yours or are you boarding other people's horses?
Well, the best part about my job is that I don't disappoint my grandchildren and have them cry every time a horse leaves, a baby leaves. And when we sell locally to people, they tend to leave their horse here at our stable for us to care for. So we raise them as babies, and we have a trainer on staff that trains the babies, gets their ground manners under control. And I have grandchildren that are hands-on and they're out here every day and socializing these animals. And it's just a labor of love.
I love the idea of a business model where I get to breed horses, have babies, sell them, make money, but I don't have to give them up. I can just keep them on the farm. That's actually brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's fairy tale. Unfortunately, some of them do leave, and we've had them leave as far as California and Florida and Texas, and that fortunately to good owners that send us pictures and keep us updated on their quest.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're all doing a lot of fantastic things with our babies.
So if some folks who are listening to the show are sitting there thinking, wow, I want to find out more about Gypsy Banners, would it be appropriate for them to contact you or an association to find out more or to find out about buying their own Gypsy?
Absolutely. The Gypsy Banner Horse Society is very good about giving information out and sending brochures. They have a yearly magazine that they put out as well and will send out. We get calls all the time for people wanting to just come and look. We have photographers that call and say, can I just come take pictures? And once you come out and you see them, it's hard to leave. So we welcome anyone that would like to come visit, by appointment only, of course, because we are a working business, but we really value their special nature, and we like for people to see them up close. We have one baby that's already sold and it's in utero right now. It hasn't even been born. It's due in June, but they saw the other babies that this mare has produced, put on the ground, and we are fortunate enough to have one of them still here with us. And so they just kind of sell themselves. We know what we have. We know what's coming.
So if people would like to come out to the farm and see your horses, find out about how they can, you know, buy one, lease one, get some training, start showing them or get them for their kids? You know, how should they contact you?
The best way to get a hold of us is to send an email to shadyspringstables@gmail.com, or they can look at shadyspringstables.com online, and they can also message us through that.
And you're up in Troy, Ohio. So that's what, northern?
We're north of Dayton on, off of 75.
Well, that's fairly central. People can get to you from about any direction. That's pretty convenient.
Right across 70, pretty much.
There you go. So when people decide that they would like to get involved in competing with Gypsy Banners, what are some of the more common events that these horses qualify for? Obviously, they can show as draft horses with carts, and they can be ridden. So can you tell us a little bit about the different groups that are becoming popular hubs, and what type of show activities they're doing?
Well, Gail Shrine puts on Feather Horse Classics. They just finished one at the new Equestrian Center in Ocala last weekend. It was a great venue to have a show. There was over 100 horses there.
Yeah, that venue is amazing. I was just down there and touring it, and it's best I've ever seen.
Great. If people look up Feather Horse Classics, they will see the schedule and where they are having their shows.
Okay.
And they have several a year. They're usually in the South, Texas, Florida. They do have a few that are up northern Massachusetts. But they're all over. But we also love to compete in open shows against other breeds of horse, because that's the way we get that image out to people, get it out of their head, I guess, that gypsies are just cart pullers, because they compete very nicely against other horses, other breeds. So that's where we started, was the open shows.
You know, I have to ask, and I have a feeling I already know the answer to this. We have a lot of draft horse competitions that involve very specific types of wagons here in the U.S., the Budweiser-looking wagons or the little carts with the mini ponies, things like that. But these gypsy wagons, the traditional gypsy wagons, are absolutely gorgeous. They are ornate, they're rounded, they have scroll work and paint work and color, and I'm not aware of any type of competitions anywhere in the world really that showcases this beautiful piece of gypsy heritage and history. Is there anything?
There is nothing in America that I know of. I would love to know if there is. It's quite an art. Their caravans are a labor of love, and they put, it's just like everything else with the gypsies, it's as gaudy as they can get it, as flashy, as you know, shiny, as just to call attention, like yeah. Their horses. They want everything to be just so flamboyant, and that's kind of their nature. We don't have anything like that here. When we show in cart, it's usually a two-wheel or a four-wheel, just a regular open carriage. So I'd love to know if there was competition for that.
I got to tell you, Clarice, this might be your little thing in history. I'm going to put a bug in your ear. We are about out of time, but I did hear a rumor from a gentleman who is a member of the Ohio Gypsy Council that there is someone in Northern Ohio who is building traditional gypsy wagons. And I don't think he has any traditional gypsy banner horses. And if you two could find each other, you might be able to put on an exhibition and start a whole new form of showing horses.
We would love that. We would love that.
All right. Well, I expect you to get on that. And then next year, I'll interview you again, and we'll find out what you were able to do.
That sounds great.
Hey, well, thank you so much for your time, Clarice Francis, Shady Springs Stables up in Troy, Ohio. Folks, if you're interested in the Gypsy Banner breed, check out her website, give her a call. You will not be disappointed. Clarice, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kelly.